Good morning, church. Good to see you all. We are, grateful that we can worship without a mask. And most of all, we can sing praises to God. How about that? Amen. However, we also need to be mindful to protect those around us who cannot be vaccinated due to various their health reasons, and as well as our children who are not fully vaccinated yet. Let us accept one another and honor one another's decision. I have been visiting shut-in members since the health protocol restrictions has been lifted. They are Ann Canfield, Shirley Roseborough, Anna Martin, Phyllis Murphy, Deborah Freeman, and Mary Lucy White. It has been more than a year I haven't seen them, but I was glad to see that they are doing well. Good Lord. I also visited Faye and Fred Gillespie. Fred is slowly recovering from his back and neck injuries, but it's taking much longer than they thought, so please pray for them. I also visited Laura and Carmen Huckabee. Laura was hospitalized due to her body weakness, and apparently her symptoms was diagnosed with tick bites. Now she is recuperating at home. And I also heard that Carmen is scheduled to have a stent put procedure on June 28. So please keep them in your prayers. Paula Howard's hip replacement surgery has been postponed and is now finally scheduled on July 2nd. So please keep her in your prayers too. Thank you all who donated items for the cans and kits for conference mission project. Since the annual conference will be held virtually on June 18 and 19 this year, the conference asked each district to support their local mission through the Cans for Conference project. And Lynchburg Central Cluster, which our church belongs to, decided the Parkview Community Mission will be our designated mission center this year. And the conference guided each church to drop off their collected items between 2 to 4 p.m. on June 19th, all around Virginia. So please bring cans and non-perished food and personal items to church by June 18, and then the outreach team will take the items to Parkview Mission on June 19. Got it? Today's altar flowers are given to the glory of God and in memory of Paul Roberts Gordo, and in honor of his brother Alan, by their loving parents, Robert and Reba.
But I was finally able to quilt this through the quilting part downstairs. Callan helped me sew on the last row. She can't wait to start taking lessons. She wants to learn how to sew. I got the sewing room going. It's really up to the church to figure out what we're gonna do with it. But right now, I have 3 sewing machines plus 1 serger in there. And I also picture it being a place that we can do knitting, cross stitch, whatever you wanna do in there. Okay, let me take this. The dress I have on today was a dress that I bought a couple of years ago, and it was too long, and I finally got it hemmed 4 inches. So that's one thing you can do in the sewing room also. I have 1 request from a person who goes here who would love to have some curtains put up in her room, and I have one of her rooms so she can enjoy it better, and I haven't forgotten that. So like I said, it's up to us to decide what we want to do with this room. I would really like to see it be used for the glory of God. That's it.
She has done a great job to clean the downstairs Garland's Sunday school room and, you know, make a wonderful sewing room. So you can join with Reba to make this old doggies, you know. It's interesting. Okay, now it's time for the striking the hour as we welcome the light of Christ.